Today's Amud is Yavamas Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, about 10 lines from the top, by the words Amar Rava. So the Mishnah had mentioned Isser Mitzvah, which we said refers to the Isser of Shniyos, the Arayos that the Rabbanan Aser. It's called Isser Mitzvah because Mitzvah Lishmai Devrei Chachamim. So the Mishnah mentioned Shniyos, and now we're going to have a Gemara which discusses this Isser of Shniyos. So the Gemara is going to describe for us who the Rabbanan Asert, who are considered the Shniyos. But before that, says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Remez the Shniyos min HaTorah minayin. Where in the Torah do we find a Remez that the Chazal were supposed to invent Shniyos, the Chazal were supposed to be geyser on certain women that they have an Isser, Erva mid Rabbanan? L'chayr, if the Rabbanan made such a gzera, there's a remez to it in the Torah. So where do we find such a remez? So says Rava, and the Gemara is going to give, I believe, four different mahalchim. Says Rava, mahalch number one, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ki as kala ta'eva Yisrael asu anshei aretz. It says that the anshei aretz were performing all the different ta'eva Yisrael. And so we darshan ha'el kashos, that ha'el refers to difficult, it refers to chamer averis. Mechlal di ikarakis, which is mashma, that there are also lighter averis. There's more chamer arayis, and then there's also lighter arayis. Umay ninhu, so what's the rakis? What are the lighter arayis? That's referring to shniyos. So you see from here a remez to shniyos. Now says the Gemara, Umay mashma da ha'el lishna de kashahu. How do we know that this is a lashon of an avera chamura? The pasuk says, "Ves eileh aretz lakach." It says over here, it says it's a pasuk in Yecheskel, it's describing the king of Babel, that he came to Yerushalayim, and he took captives, he took the Eilei Ha'aretz, he took the strong ones of the land, and the pasuk describes them as the Eilei Ha'aretz, the Sarim, the different officers, the different officials of Klal Yisrael, he took them, and the pasuk describes it as Eilei Ha'aretz. So you see from there that Eilei, El, is a lashon of strong, a lashon of chamer. And so that's where we darshan, that if there's chamer arayis, it must be there's also rakis, and that's referring to the shniyos. Now says the Gemara, this that Rava says, that Eilei Ha'aretz, that really the lashon of El, that the lashon of El is a lashon of kashos, so lema pligi de Rabbi Levi. L'chayra, that's not like what Rabbi Levi says. The Amar Rabbi Levi said, that kasha einshin shal midais, yaiser me einshin shal arayis. Rabbi Levi had said, that the punishment, the einish for midais, is more difficult, more chamer than the einshin of arayis, which means midais refers to a person. Let's say you buy fruits from the store, so you put it on a scale to see how much it weighs. Based on how much it weighs, that's how much you pay. If a person would have midais in his store, if a person's a store owner and he has midais, he has measurements that are not exactly what it says. Back in the day, they used to use an actual scale. You would put a rock on one side and you'd put the fruit on the other side. So if your rocks were mislabeled, it says that the rock is 5 pounds and really it's only 4 pounds. So now a person's going to be putting fruit on that's only 4 pounds and he's going to be thinking it's 5 pounds. You're going to be charging extra money. You're stealing money from the consumer. So if a person does such a thing, if a person has such weights in his store, he's stealing from all the people, all the consumers that come through his store. And being that his scale is not even, he's stealing from all of these people. The einish of that avera of midais that are faulty weights. So that's yaiser me einshin shal arayis. That's more chamer than the punishment of a person who's iver on gili arayis. Shazen nemar behen el, because by gili arayis, like the pasuk we just quoted, it says the lashon of el. It says the lashon of el. That's what it says by gili arayis. Vezen nemar behen ela, whereas by faulty measures, it says the lashon of ela. It says kol toevas Hashem alikecha kol isa ela kol isa avel. Somebody who has faulty measures, he's doing it toevas ela. It says the lashon of ela. So what do you see from here? You see that Rabbi Levi darshins that El is not a lashon of kashos. El is a lashon of rakos. He says that the punishment for midos for faulty weights, that's more chamer than arayis. Why? Because arayis it just says El, whereas by midos it says Ela. So it sounds like El is not a lashon of chamer. Ela is the lashon of chamer. Says the Gemara, no, they're both lashonos of kashos. Just El is kasha, the Ela kasha mi El. El is a lashon of kasha, just Eila is even more kasha. So they could both be true. Rava could be masking to Reb Levi that the ancient Shalmidais is worse, is more chumer than the ancient Shalmidais, because it says by Midais Eila, and that's more chumer than El. But that's not to say that El is not a Lashon of Kashis as well. El is also a Lashon of Kashis, which is why the pasuk of Kieskala to Eva Yisrael, also Anshei Aretz, that's a smach, that's a remes to the idea of Shniyais, because it's mashman that there are Toevais that are more chumer, which is also mashman, it says that there are Toevais that are chumer, which is mashma that there are Te'evais that are more kal, referring to the Shniyais. So says the Gemara, wait a second. If you're telling me that Midais is more chamer because Midais, it says a lashon of Eila, so just ask the Gemara on the side. Says the Gemara said that Haksiv Eila. It says Bagabi Arayas Nami Haksiv Eila. By the parasha of Arayas, it also it says a lashon over there. Kolato Evaisa Eila. There also it says a lashon of Eila. So how could you say that Midais is more chamer than Arayas because by Midais it says a lashon of Eila. By Arayas we have the same word Eila. So says the Gemara, no. Over there, hahulu mu'ute midais mikares. That's just coming to say that Arayas has Eila, Arayas is very chamer, Arayas has kares, and midais doesn't have kares. But the fact that it also says Eila by midais, that's coming to show us that really midais is more chamer than Arayas. We'll ask the Gemara, if really the punishment, the real einish, kares, that's only by Arayas, that does not exist by midais, so elamai chumrayu. So then what's the chamer of the punishment by midais that's more than the punishment of Arayas? You're telling me that the punishment, the einish of midais is worse, is more chamer than the punishment of Arayas, but lemaisa, we find that by Arayas there's kares, which you don't have by midais. So really it seems like that Arayas is more chamer, the einish of Arayas is more chamer, there's kares. So elamai chumrayu, so what's the chumra of midais? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you, because hani efshar b'tshuva. If a person's Ivor on Gili Arayas, so Lamaisa, he could do tshuva. He knows exactly what he did. He knows exactly who he did it with. And he could do tshuva, as long as he doesn't have a mamzer, like we had in Mesachas Chagiga. But otherwise, a person could really undo the Aveira that he did. He could do tshuva. However, Hani Lay Efshar B'tshuva. When it comes to Gezel the Rabbi, when it comes to a person who has faulty weights, so there it's very, very, very difficult to do tshuva. First of all, it's B'yadam L'chavei, right? And second of all, he stole from so many people, he doesn't know who exactly he stole from, exactly how much he stole. Yeah, you could try to do some sort of community service and try to hope that whoever he stole from will get the money back through his community service, through whatever money he donates to the tzibur. That's the din. That's how he's supposed to do tshuva. But lemaisa, he doesn't know if he's actually doing what he's supposed to do. He doesn't know if he's actually returning all the money he stole back. So that's what we mean that the ancient shalmidais is more chamer, and just because it's more difficult to do tshuva because he doesn't really know, it's very difficult to actually do a proper tshuva. The Ma'aser of Zilberstein and Chashuk Echemen over here points out that let's say a person's in a matziv where he could save a person from the iser of a midais. He could save a person from cheating in business, and he could also save a person from doing the iser of a rayas. He can't do both. He has one shot. Maybe he's doing kirv on someone, and he has an opportunity to perhaps say something. If he says something about everything the guy's doing, there's no way he's going to listen to him. He has an opportunity to say one thing. He's either going to say something about his honesty in business, or he's going to say something about doing certain arayas. Which is the more important one to stop him from first? Again, there could be other cheshbaines, but be'etzem, which is the more important one to stop him from first? So you might think from our Gemara, if the ancient Shalmidais is more chamer, said Nochair, you should stop him, and you should first tell him about being honest in business. Lemaisa of Zilberstein says not like that. Lemaisa, when it comes to the Etzem Aveira, Avada Arayas is more chamer. The Etzem Aveira, Gili Arayas, is more chamer than the Isra of Midas. Like you see it as Kares. Rabbi Yoina Chayachuva points out that you could see from the Einish of an Aveira, which Aveira is more chamer than the next. So you could see that the Isra of Arayas, the Aveira itself is more chamer. All the Gemara is saying is that there's a certain aspect of Midais, that the ancient of Midais is more chamer than the ancient of Arayas, which is like what we see over here, because when it comes to Midais, it can be very difficult to do tshuva. But Avada, the Isra of Arayas, of course, is more chamer, batzen. Anyway, so that was Rav's Makar for a Remez, Lashniyais min Atayra, is from this pasuk of Eskol to Eva Yisrael, Asu Anshe Aretz. Rav Yehuda Amer, Rav Yehuda says a different Remez, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mehacha, we find the pasuk by Shlomo Melech. The pasuk says, "V'izein v'chiker tike mishalom harbe." That Shlomo Melech was misaking many different mishalim. V'amar Ula Amar Belazar. Rabbi Ula said in the name of Rabbi Lazar, he explained that kaidem shabbat Shlomo, before Shlomo Melech came, So the Torah was daima, was comparable to a basket that did not have any handles. When if you have a basket without any handles and you pick it up, so it slips out of your hand very easily, or it could slip out of your hand very easily. So Shlomo Melech came, and like we know, Shlomo Melech made many different takanos, many different gzeiros, many different derabanans. Shlomo Melech came, and he made ears, he made handles for the bowl, he made handles for the Torah. This way a person who's trying to hold the Torah, he's trying to keep the Torah, it doesn't fall out of his hand. So you see from here a remes for Chazal to make extras, to make zeris, to make the rabbanans, in order to ensure that a person is keeping the daraisas. And that's the idea of shniyas. Chazal made shniyas la arayas, so that a person doesn't come to be nichshal in the arayas themselves. Rabbi Yishaya says a third remes from the following pasuk. The pasuk says, "Pireu al tavarbay." It says that if pireu literally means to let it out, let it grow, like we find by Nazir, it means to add, to let it grow, add on to al tavarbay. Don't be over on this of arayis. This is the pasuk before is talking about arayis, and the pasuk saying now add on to it al tavarbay, so that you don't come to be over on it. Satei me'olav avor, veer away from it and pass on. So this is a remez for Chazal to add on the abundance, to add on the shniyos la'arayis. And Amar Rav Ashi said that mashal to Rabbi Yishaya l'mah davar daiva. What can we give a mashal to Rabbi Yishaya's apostle? We could give a mashal to the following. A mashal to the following la'adam mishamer pardes, to a person who's in charge of watching over an orchard, making sure perhaps that the animals don't take things from it. Whatever it is, he's looking, he's watching the orchard. So mishamer mibachutz kulei mishamer. If he's standing on the outside of the orchard, looking at the orchard, so then he has the whole orchard in sight, and the whole thing will be protected. However, mishamra mibifnim, if he goes inside the orchard, if he's in the middle of the orchard and he's coming to guard it, so then shalafan of mishtamir, what's ever in front of him, he'll see it and he's going to guard it, but shalacharav in the mishtamir, but that which is behind him, he's not guarding. So that's the idea of adding on, go further away, go further out, let it grow, go further out, and then guard it from inside, and then that, and by doing that, you'll make sure that you keep the entire Torah. That's the mashal to this of Rabbi Yishaya's pasuk. Now says the Gemara though that v'hadar of Ashi bedusihi l'maisa. It's not really a good mashal. It's not an exact mashal because hasam in the mashal, when the person is guarding the orchard inside the orchard, so shalafanav miyam ishtamer. It's true. The things that are behind him, he doesn't see and he doesn't guard it. He's not able to watch over it. But at least whatever is in front of his eyesight, whatever is in front of his vision, whatever he could see, so that at least gets guarded. Whereas hacha, when it comes to daraisas, when it comes to this idea of adding on to the daraisas, ilav shniyos paga be'erva gufa. If a person didn't add on the shniyos, if the Chazal didn't add on the shniyos, so then a person would be over even on the daraisas of a rice. So it's even more than that. At least by the orchard, at least what's in front of you, you're going to guard. So go further out, this way you can guard more. Shniyos is not just to have more isurim. It's in order to protect the isur of erva. It's in order to make sure that a person isn't over on the isur of a rice themselves. Rav Kahana Amar Mehacha. Rav Kahana says a fourth remez where we see the idea that Chazal should make these added takanais, these added isser of arayis, shniyos midivrei seifrim, that's from the pasuk of ushmartem es mishmarti. It says that you should safeguard my mishmarim, which we darshan from there that asu mishmeres lo mishmarti, that you should make a safeguard on top of my dinim, on top of my halachas, you should make a safeguard. That's the idea of shniyos, and on top of the isser of arayis that the rabbanon should make an isser shniyos. Says the Gemara, Amar Le Abayi L'Rav Yosef. So Abayi asked Rav Yosef that, wait a second, if Rav Kahana is saying that we learn out the idea of Shniyos from Ushmartim is Mishmarti, so then Ha De'araisahi. So then it should be a De'araisa. Why do we call Shniyos Midarabanan? It said Mitzvah L'Shmai Divrei Chachamim. It should be a De'araisa. It's a Pasuk. It's a Pasuk in Sefer Vayikra. Ushmartim is Mishmarti. So the Chayor should be De'araisa. So says the Gemara, he says back that the Araiso Pirshu Rabbanan. Says Rav Yosef back to Abaye that no, it's true, it's based off of a pasuk in the Torah, but the Rabbanan were mefarishit. So it seems that maybe Abaye didn't understand what Rav Yosef said. He asked him back, wait a second, it's a Araiso that the Rabbanan were mefarish, kol haTorah nami Pirshu Rabbanan. That's called Torah Kula. Every Daraisa we have, Elamaisa, we need Torah Shebal Peh to be Mefarishet. It's still called a Daraisa. So if this is a Daraisa, it's a Pasuk in the Torah that we need the Rabbanan to be Mefarish, and Elamaisa should still be considered a Daraisa. So he says back, no, Ella, what I meant to say is like this. That means the Rabbanan Ukra Smachta Ba'alma. That it's true, it's based off a Pasuk in the Torah. With the Rabbanan have to explain, it means that it's not even a Daraisa. It's really just like a Remez Ba'alma. It's Nasmachta Ba'alma. It's a Remez. It's a Remez. Like the Gemara started off. Amarava Remez Lashniyais Min HaTorah Minayin. It's a Remez in the Torah, but it's not Mamish Adin Daraisa. And that's why it's considered midrabanan. Akabanim, so we had four different makairis for a remez to the idea of shniyais, that the rabbanan should make an isra of shniyais shel arayis. Says the Gemara now, Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, that Mahim Shniyais, finally, what are the Shniyais? We've been talking about the Shniyais. What exactly are the Shniyais? Who were the Rabbanan Geyser on? So says the Gemara like this. Says the Braisa, Aim Imai, the Aim Aviv, a person's mother's mother and his father's mother, both types of grandmothers, either a mother's mother or a father's mother. They were geyser on a person's grandmother, just like a person can't marry his mother. So they were geyser also on his mother's mother and his father's mother, on the grandmother, that there's an iser for a person to be together with his grandmother. The Eishes Avi Aviv, the Eishes Avi Imai, and also on his grandfather's wife from either side, either his father's father's wife or his father's mother or his mother's father's wife, on any type of grandfather's wife. So they are also Chazal or Geyser, because just like a person's not allowed to marry his father's wife, since that's an Issa Daraisa, a person's not allowed to marry his father's wife, so they were Geyser also on a grandfather's wife, on the grandfather on both sides, either a father's father's wife or a mother's father's wife. The Eishes Achia Av Minaim, they were also Geyser on an aunt, it's a father's brother, but it's only his half-brother. It's his half-brother from his mother's side. If a person's father has a half-brother from his mother, he has a half-brother from his mother, so then that brother's wife is midaraisa mutter. A brother from a mother, a midaraisa, his wife is mutter to you. But Chazawar Geyser, that just like a father's brother, that's his regular brother, it's his brother from his father, if it's his brother from his father, his wife would be asa midaraisa. A person's not allowed to marry his father's brother's wife, if it's his father's brother from a father. So therefore they were geyser also on the father's brother, that's only his brother from a mother, on his father's brother's wife, even though it's only his brother from a mother, they were geyser on his wife as well. The Eishes Achia Eim Mena'av, and they were also geyser on the wife of a mother's brother, even if it's from the father. Midaraisa, a mother's brother, you're allowed to marry your mother's brother's wife. Your mother's brother's wife is mutter to you. However, Chazal or Geyser on a mother's brother's wife, even if it's her regular brother, it's her brother from her father, midaraisa, she's mutter to you. The only iser is on a father's brother's wife. On a mother's brother's wife, she's mutter. However, Chazal or Geyser, an iser, shniyais shel arayis, that there's an iser on a mother's brother's wife. The kalas binai, also on a son's daughter-in-law, ukalas bitai, and on your daughter's daughter-in-law. So just like a person's not allowed to marry his daughter-in-law, that's an iser d'araisa, you're not allowed to marry your daughter-in-law. So Chazal added to that also, one generation down, a son's daughter-in-law and a daughter's daughter-in-law. All these really will be explained later on in the Gemara. But the person's not allowed to marry even one generation down, even his son's daughter-in-law and his daughter's daughter-in-law. Umutar Adam be'eshas chamav or be'eshas chargai. A person is allowed to marry his father-in-law's wife, assuming it's not the wife that's the mother of your wife. But if a person's father-in-law gets remarried to another lady, so it's just eshas chamav. It's his father-in-law's wife, so that's mutter to a person. A person is technically allowed to marry even midrabbanan. There's no iser. A person is allowed to marry his father-in-law's wife and also eshas chargai. Also his stepson's wife. If a person gets married to a lady who has a child already from a different relationship, she already has a son, that son gets married, so a person's allowed to marry his stepson's wife. There's not even an Issa de Rabbanan. However, va'asar b'bas chargai. his stepson's daughter, then he's asur to marry. That's the regular iser of Bas Bina. Bas Bina, it's one of the 15 arayis that we had on Beis Min Aleph, is an erved d'araisa. It's not even an erved d'rabbanan. It's mamash an erved d'araisa. A person, even though he's allowed, it's a chiddush, even though a person's allowed to marry his stepson's wife, which is even closer to a person, but his stepson's daughter, which is even a generation further down the line, that is asur to a person. A person is not allowed to marry his stepson's daughter. V'chargoy mutter be'ishtoy ubitoy. And a stepson, so he's allowed to marry his stepfather's wife, if the stepfather gets remarried or has another wife. So that wife is actually mutter to the stepson. And also the daughter that they have together, which is really the stepson's stepsister. So the stepsister, that also a person is allowed to marry his stepfather's daughter. The Eishas Chargoy, Oimeres, and the Gemara, so the Braisa really points out this Chiddush that we noted. So right, we said that a person is allowed to marry his stepson's wife. He's allowed to marry his stepson's wife, but he's not allowed to marry his stepson's daughter. So says the Gemara, says the Braisa, the Eishas Chargoy, a stepson's wife, so she could talk to the stepfather, and Aimeresloy, she tells him that Animu Tarasucha, then I'm mutter to you. I'm your stepson's wife, I'm mutter to you, Ubiti Asur Lucha, and yet still my daughter is asur to you. Even though I'm mutter to you, my daughter is asur to you. And that's a chiddush, that even though it's further removed, it's a generation lower, it's a generation down, Afalpikin, that's the halacha, that the stepson's wife is mutter, and a stepson's daughter, so she's going to be Aser. Now, one of the cases mentioned in the Braisa was Eishas Chama, was a stepfather's wife, was a father-in-law's wife. A person's father-in-law's wife, assuming it's not his mother-in-law, a person's father-in-law's wife, the Braisa says, Lahedyat's mutter. And that's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, and Evan Ezer, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like this, Evan Ezer and Simon, Tezvav, Sivchav Dalit, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like our Braisa, that a father-in-law's wife is mutter. However, if you look at Taisus here, Taisus at the top brings from the Yushalmi, the second Taisus on the page, Taisus brings from the Yushalmi, that really a person, even though it's true midaraisa, there's no issur of shniyais, that a person's allowed to marry his father-in-law's wife, even though a person's technically allowed to marry his father-in-law's wife, the Yushalmi says that there's an issur al tzmaris ayin, because it looks like you're marrying your mother-in-law. So the Yushalmi says that a person is not allowed to marry his father-in-law's wife. Even though our Braisa says that technically speaking there's no Isser of Shniyais, the Yushalmi says that there is still a different Isser of Maris Ayin. That's what Taisa says. And Lamaisa, that's the Psak of the Torah. The Torah says that based on the Yushalmi, that even though there's no Isser of Midaraisa, there's no Isser of Shniyais, there is an Isser of Maris Ayin, that a person is not allowed to marry his father-in-law's wife. But the Beis Yosef over there says that no, from other Rishayinim, from the Rambam, the Rif, they don't mention ever an Isser to marry a father-in-law's wife. It's mashma that they have that it's a machlekes with the bavli Yerushalmi. That our Braisa, which is saying that it's mutter, means it across the board. It means it's actually mutter. Not that it's just mutter midin shniyais, it's mutter min atayra, it's mamish mutter. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like what he holds is the psak of the bavli, that there's actually no iser. So it's a machlekes between the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. The Torah is machmir, and the Shulchan Aruch is mekel. The Shulchan Aruch says that a person is allowed to marry his father-in-law's wife. Now Lamaisa, the Ramah makes no comment on this halacha. The Ramah does not say that he's passing like the Torah, like Taisus, like the Rush, also the Psak of the Rush. The Ramah makes no comment that he's being machmir. However, there is already an ancient minog Ashkenaz to be machmir about it. The Nadi Yehuda brings it. The Nadi Yehuda and Madura Kama, Evan Ezer, Simon Chavav. He brings that Kol Chachmei Ashkenaz. Everyone they aser a father-in-law's wife. That's the minog Ashkenaz. That's the minog Bechol Ashkenaz LaEser Belishim Chilik Bedaver to aser a father-in-law's wife. Nachsam Sefer as well, and Evan Ezer Chilik Aleph Simon. In Lamed Ches, he says not even to be mitzarifet to a sex veika. He says it's mamish aser. He says a father-in-law's wife, the minig Ashkenaz, is that the halacha follows Taisus. It's not up for debate. The minig Ashkenaz is that the halacha follows Taisus, that a father-in-law's wife is completely aser. Again, the isser is atzmar sayin, but that it's going to be aser. So the Chsam Sefer in that tshuva he deals with that perhaps there would be makom to be mekel, maybe if a person's wife is not alive anymore. Maybe if a person's wife is no longer alive, so then to marry his father-in-law's wife, it's not marisayin. When is a person's wife is alive, and he marries his father-in-law's wife, so then there's real marisayin. It looks like he's marrying his mother-in-law. But perhaps there would be room to be mekel if his wife wasn't alive anymore, so then maybe you wouldn't have the marisayin. However, the Chassam Sofer is very skeptical. He's not really willing to be mekel, being that this heter is not really mafurish anywhere. He says maybe you could use it for something. The Maisa, he's not really willing to use that. Still, I saw Rav Zilberstein over in Chashuk Eichem, and he points out that if there are other tzirufim, it is possible at times to be mitzarifid, at least to something. At least if a person's wife is no longer alive, then there would maybe in certain circumstances at least be a heter to marry a father-in-law's wife. He brings this Maisa Shayu over there, but al kavanim, that's the ikur lahalacha for Bnei Ashkenaz, is that a father-in-law's wife is aser, whereas if the Shulchan Aruch, a father-in-law his wife is mutter, like the simple reading of our Braisa. Says the Gemara right there now. Says the Gemara that one of the cases of the Braisa was Bas Chargoy, that a stepson's daughter, so a stepson's daughter is Aser. Now L'chayr asked the Gemara that's obvious, the Araisa he. A stepson's daughter is Bas Pina. And we know a person is not allowed to marry a woman and also marry her daughter and also marry Bas Bina, Bas Bita. A person is not allowed to marry his stepson's daughter. It's Bas Bina. So that's the Daraisa. Why would that be mentioned in this Braisa, which is talking about Shniyais? It's talking about the Shniyais that are Midrabanan. Why would it mention Bas Chargoy? Why would it mention a stepson's daughter? And how do we know that it's Daraisa? The Chsev, as the Pasuk says, is Bas Bina, as Bas Bita. It says a person can't marry his wife's granddaughter. So it says the Gemara, so why does the Braisa mention it? The Braisa mentions that Mishum Dikabai Lemis Nisefa Eishas Chargai, being that one of the cases in the Braisa is that it's Aser, it's Mutter for a person to marry his stepson's wife, and in the Sefa we want to point out the Chiddush over here, that it's Mutter to marry a stepson's wife, it means that Eishas Chargai Emerislai, that a person's stepson's wife could tell him that Animu Tarasucha Ubiti Asur Lucha, that I'm Mutter to you and my daughter's Aser to you, Va'afogav the Biti Asur Lucha Midaraisa, and even though my daughter's Aser to you, Midaraisa, you see, Chazal did not make a gzeira against me. They didn't make me into a shnia. So you said that's the chiddush over here, and that's why Tana Reisha Nami Bas Chargoy. So that's why the Reisha mentions Bas Chargoy. It mentions a stepson's daughter, even though it's Daraisa, because we want it, because it's going to be included in that chiddush that we're going to have later. That even though a stepson's daughter is Daraisa, Chazal were not gezer on the stepson's wife. Well, it says the Gemara that we hachi, if the Braisa feels a desire to point out these types of chidushim, so there's another place where the Braisa could have said it. Eishes chamav nami. By Eishes chamav, by a father-in-law's wife, so by father-in-law's wife also, Tema, the Braisa should have mentioned that the father-in-law's wife could tell this person, could tell the son-in-law, that animu taras lecha, that I'm mutter to you, ubiti asur lecha, yet my daughter is going to be asur to you, because my daughter is your wife's sister. It's going to be achis ishtai, davi achis ishtai. So my daughter is asur, even though I'm mutter to you, my daughter is asur to you midaraisa. And even though my daughter is asur to you midaraisa, they didn't make a gzeira against me. So why doesn't the Braisa mention that chiddush? So says the Gemara, because ha psikale and ha loy psikale. When it comes to a stepson's daughter, so a stepson's daughter will always, forever, and ever be usher to the stepfather. That isser will never go away. However, by achis ishtai, by when it comes to the father-in-law's wife's daughter, the achis ishtai, over there the isser could technically go away. It's like psikale, it's not set in stone. That isser could go away. If a person's wife dies, so then la'achar misa, there is no isser on achis ishtai, and that's why the braisa doesn't mention it. Instead, it only mentions the stepson's daughter, because that is an isser that never goes away.